Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Jeremiah 44, verse 18 says, we have wanted all things. The people have desired, they have requested all things of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Hebrews 2, verse 8 says, we see not yet all things. 1 John 5, verse 15, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Luke 14, 17 says, come, for all things are now ready. Matthew 22, verse 4 says, all things are ready. Matthew 11, 27 says, all things are delivered to the Gentiles and all others. Fulfillment. The request set in Jeremiah 44, 18 has been fulfilled by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. All things are seeable. All things are knowable. All things are understood. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has given, he has delivered all things to the Gentiles, the black people, and all others. The statement, Matthew 11, 27, all things are delivered to the Gentiles and the others, is a true statement. Hebrews 2, verse 8, is now, it says, we see not yet all things, is irrelevant. As said earlier, all things are now seeable, knowable, understandable. Psalm 106, verse 15 says, He gave them their request. The people requested all things, and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, gave them their request. Question. John 14, verse 5. The people ask, How can we know the way? Deuteronomy 5, 5. There's a statement that says, To show you the word of the Lord. Exodus 18, verse 20 says, To the Lord God, show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do. Show the people the word of God, the word concerning the Lord. Show them the work they must do. Nehemiah 9, verse 12 says, To give them light in the way wherein they should go. These things speak to the duty of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Nehemiah 9, verse 19 says, To show them light and the way wherein they should go. That's what I have done for the people. I have shown them the work that they must do. I have given to them the way wherein they should go. I have given to them the word concerning God. I have given to them the law. The law, the way of the law, is the way wherein the people should go. The people should walk in accordance with the commandment concerning God. They should walk in accordance with the law concerning the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. So those statements are fulfilled. Exodus 18:20, show them the way where they must walk and the work that they must do. Nehemiah 9:12 is fulfilled, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Nehemiah 9:19 is fulfilled, show them light and the way wherein they should go. And the question in John 4:14, verse 5, is answered. The question says, How can we know the way? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, shows the people the way wherein they should walk and the work that they must do. Romans chapter 1, verse 19 and verse 20, respectively, God has showed it to them so that they are without excuse. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has shown the Gentiles and all others these things as well. He has shown them the law, the word concerning God, the call meant to be received by God, the people's covenant, the vow concerning God, and all things. Therefore, the Psalm 106, verse 15 statement is true. The statement says of God and all things, God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has given to the people their request. Now that is both noteworthy and newsworthy. Remember the requests. All of these are requests, these Bible statements that I have read, even the ones that say to show them the way or show them the way wherein they must walk and the work that they must do, give them light and the way wherein they should go, and show them light and the way wherein they should go, and the request for all things. the Psalm 106, verse 15 statement is true. It says, God the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has given to the people their request. That is both noteworthy and newsworthy. Last time, I presented to you the people facts, factors, which led to the Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of God's people, the black people. By way of reminder, those factors are, one, in the beginning there was the law, which in John chapter 1, verse 1, is called the Word. The people have said, we have a law. I read that law, that word, to you at the last time. Two, in the beginning, the people received the law. Three, the people gave their word. I showed it to you. In the beginning was the people's word. The people gave their word that they will obey the word. They will obey the word, the law, the commandment concerning themselves and their people and their God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart. Also, there's the covenant. It is a formal agreement of legal validity. The covenant which I have made known to you, the people. They have received, they are covenanted to serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The people in Psalm 74, verse 20 says, the people are commanded to have respect to the covenant. The people are commanded to have respect to the covenant. And there's the vows. In the beginning, there was a vow. In the beginning, there was a covenant. The vows, the people made a vow to secure the Lord their God, to have the Lord in safety. And they vowed in Psalm 8, verse 18, to call upon the name of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The people are, in Psalm 50, verse 14, commanded to, well, let me say this. The people are commanded to perform their vows. Psalm 50, verse 14 says to the people, pay thou vows to the Most High. Pay thou vows to the Most High. Psalm 65, verse 1 says to the Lord, to thee shall the vow be performed. That is said to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Five things that are in the beginning. The law, the people's reception of the law, the people's word, the people's covenant, the people's vows made to God, and all things. That's actually six things. The knowledge of the presence of God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, makes or marks a new beginning. Those six things are all in the beginning. Those six things concern the people and their God, whose name is Tommy L. Hart. Each of the six things is eternal. Each of the six is a weighty matter, and not one of them can be repealed, revoked, or canceled. They must all be fulfilled. Those six things are factors which led to the Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of the Lord's people, the black people. In the past, In the past, black people have had a close association with the Lord their God, that of a people and their God. This knowledge was known. The Gentiles knew of it. Let me say this. After these things were done, the Gentiles rebelled. Remember the story of Joseph, his father's expression of love for him, his coat of many colors, and his brother's envy? I shall speak what I know. It is a matter of a record. The Gentiles turned. Remember the charge, noncompliance, this people which refused to hear, which refused to comply with my words. The AVB record says, the people said, we will not have this man to reign over us. The Gentiles turned away from all things, the vows they had made, the covenant, their word. They turned away from the law. But keep in mind that those things have a legal validity. Psalm 78, verse 10 says, they kept not the covenant concerning God and refused to walk in his law, which is their law, the Gentiles, the black peoples. They turned away from the law and against the Lord and his people. Now, that's what the Gentiles did. They hated both the Lord and his people, and they plotted against them. They asked, what shall we do? Talking about the Gentiles. The leaders of the Gentiles conspired to make war against the Lord and his people, to overthrow them and to kill them. But the question came up, how do they sell that evil scheme to their people? The answer lies in Deuteronomy chapter 28, first in verses 22 through 44. Let me read that. Put it through 44. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption and with a fever and with an inflammation and with an extreme burning and with a sword and with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. Talking about the Lord God and his people and what they will do to them, the Gentiles. Listen, keep listening. And the heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall it come down upon thee until thou be destroyed. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten. I'm reading the scheme the leaders of the Gentiles came up with and sold to their people. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way against them and flee seven ways before them, and shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all fowls of the air and to the beasts of the earth. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt and with the Amorites and with the scab and with the itch thereof. Let's see. And thy carcass shall be meat unto all the fowls of the air and unto the beasts of the earth, and no man shall fray them away. The Lord will smite thee with the botch of Egypt, with the Amorites' scab, and with the itch whereof thou canst not be healed. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness. Thou shalt grope at noonday as the blind gropeth in darkness. Thou shalt not prosper in thy ways, and thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore. Thou shalt betroth a wife, and another man shall lie with her. Thou shalt build a house, and thou shalt not dwell therein. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, and shalt not gather the grapes thereof. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eyes, and thou shalt not eat thereof. Thine ass shall be violently taken away from before thy face, and shall not be restored to thee. thy sheep shall be given unto thine enemies, and thou shalt have none to rescue them. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all day long. And there shall be no might in thine hand. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always, so that thou shalt be mad for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. For the Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs with a sore botch that cannot be healed, from the sole of thy foot to the top of thy head. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shalt thou serve other gods, wood and stone, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locusts shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coasts, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with the oil, for thy olive shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. All thy trees and fruit of thy land shall the locusts consume. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Speaking of the stranger, the Lord, he shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. All right? That's part one. The next part of this group, Deuteronomy 28, verses 49 through 57. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the ends of the earth, a nation of fierce countenance, which thou shalt not regard, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. He shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed. He shall besiege thee in all thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down. And thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, the flesh of thy sons and of thy daughters, which the Lord thy God hath given thee in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate, his eye shall be evil to his brother. And to it the wife of his bosom, and to the remnant of his children which he shall leave, so that he will not give to any of them of the flesh of his children whom he shall eat, because he hath nothing left him in the siege and in the straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee in all thy gates. Now, they are selling the idea that the Lord is their enemy. The Lord and his people are the Gentiles' enemies. The tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness, her eye shall be evil to it the husband of her bosom, and to it her son, and to it her daughter, and to it her young one that cometh out from between her feet, and to it her children, which she shall bear, for she shall eat them for want, secretly in the siege and straitness wherewith thine enemies shall distress thee and thy gates. And the next group of this thing is Deuteronomy verses chapter 28, verses 58 through 65. Let me go to verse 59. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law. Then will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed, and ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven. it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people. From the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. And ye shall be sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. Now, there is a word for that which I just read. The word is pretext. The leaders of the Gentiles put forward a pretext to cause their people, the Gentiles, to fear and accept the plan to combine their forces, the forces of the Gentiles, to war against the Lord and his people, to overthrow them completely and to kill them, thus removing and eliminating the false threat of the Lord. But they belied the Lord. In the pretext, they have deliberately misrepresented the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The statement in of the Lord God. The statement in Jeremiah 5:12 is true. It says they have belied the Lord. So the thing that I read to you a few moments ago is a pretext that the leaders of the Gentiles sold their people on, the Gentiles, to make war with the Lord and his people to overcome them and to kill them. They belied the Lord. They misrepresented the Lord. So the leaders of the Gentiles sold their diabolical scheme to their people on the basis of a pretext. Now, Revelation 11:7 lists only three components of the Gentiles' diabolical scheme, which is make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. Other components of the scheme are take them captives, make slaves of them, regard them, the Lord, the people of the Lord, regard them as merchandise which can be bought and sold, deceive them in giving them a faith of lies, keep them, the Lord's people, in the dark, mass reproduce them, scatter them throughout the nations, let them experience no family life, keep them in fear night and day. It is evident in the pretext that the Gentiles turn parts of the pretext against the Lord's people. In conclusion, it is worth noting that the Gentiles' defeat, capture, enslavement of the Lord's people was not an arbitrary thing. Two, the Gentiles' defeat, capture, and enslavement of the Lord's people was thought out and legislated. Now, what I have been speaking about is the most heinous hate crime ever. It is the longest-running hate crime ever. It is the most notorious hate crime ever conceived and perpetrated against mankind. Now, this most notorious hate crime of which I speak has not been altogether wiped out. Listen carefully. It has not been altogether wiped out. Parts of the Gentiles' diabolical scheme are still alive and ongoing even now. Parts still alive and ongoing are one, the false faith given to black people by the perpetrators, the Gentiles, the deceit coming from the perpetrators, that's two. Three, misrepresentation of the Lord, they are still doing that, the Gentiles are still doing that. Four, keeping my people in the dark, that is why I have said about this crime that it is the longest running hate crime ever. And as said moments ago, is the most notorious hate crime ever conceived and perpetrated against mankind. I call the crime in hand a hate crime because of these three statements. Look at Psalm 106, verse 10. It says, he saved them from them that hated them and redeemed them from the hand or power of their enemy. Clearly stated, he's speaking about the Lord, saved them, speaking about his people, from them that hated them. And who is the them that hated them? The Gentiles. Psalm 106, verses 41 through 42. They that hated them ruled over them. Gentiles ruled over the blacks throughout the enslavement era. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into bondage at the hands of the Gentiles. Talking about Gentiles as white people, and the people of the Lord, black people. The Bible uses the word hate, or some form of the word hate, as in hated. So, they that hated them ruled over them and oppressed them and brought the black people into bondage at the hands of the Gentiles. And three, Psalm 81, verse 15, the haters of the Lord should have submitted to him. The haters of the Lord should have submitted to him. The haters of the Lord, I say to you, have not submitted themselves to the Lord. Who is the Lord? According to the AVB, the man Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. He is the Lord God. So, it calls the Gentiles haters. The haters of the Lord should have submitted to him. But they have not submitted themselves to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Why? But it says so. Because of hatred. Out of hatred. Out of hate toward the Lord. And out of hate toward the Lord's people, the black people. I'm reading from the Bible. Okay? Keep that in mind. Stay focused. I'm reading from the Bible. The Bible is talking about real events. The Gentile enslavement of black people was a real event. They did not enslave black people because of love. They loved them. They enslaved black people, as the Bible says, because out of hate toward them, toward the Lord and toward his people. Now, that hate continues today. So let's not act like this is surprising. This is not surprising. This is going on today. This hate still continues to this very day. The haters of the Lord should have submitted to him, but they have not submitted themselves to me, the Lord. So the AVB gives hate as a cause for the Gentiles' evil doings against black people. It cites hate as a cause for the Gentiles' captivity holding black people in captivity and enslavement. It states the cause as being hate. Hate is the motivator there. I read to you from Deuteronomy chapter 28, the pretext which the leaders of the Gentiles use to sell their diabolical scheme to their people, to put fear of the Lord in their people's heart. And remember that some of the things in the pretext, the Gentiles turned against and employed on black people. Okay? Listen to Lawmaster Archives. Listen to this program again and again. Study. Look to Lawmaster Archives. And do not forget to join me on Twitter. Hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Do not forget the reason, the cause of the Gentiles holding black people in captivity and enslavement. Do not forget that the Bible talks in great detail about this matter, the matter of the Gentiles' captivity and enslavement of black people. And the AVB tells it as it is, or as it was. Join me next time when the judgment continues.